Thank you and good morning. Mendocino County has approximately 300 registered sex offenders, and for 2 days last week, sheriff's deputies from Mendocino, Humboldt, Santa Clara, and Napa counties, along with officers from the state probation office, conducted a compliance check from the Humboldt County line through the unincorporated areas of Mendocino County south to Willits. The teams of law enforcement officers spread out across the region and confirmed the addresses of more than 70 registered sex offenders and arrested 7 others for either being out of registration for warrants or for other unrelated criminal charges. 4 of the men were booked for not properly registering, 3 were booked for parole violations, while others were tabbed for follow-up investigations. State law, known as Megan's Law, requires all convicted sex offenders to register their place of residence with the state. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced a bill that would address the issue of legal medical cannabis from its cultivation through its consumption by a consumer, and the bill has passed through the State Senate Business Committee. McGuire said in a statement that California needs a statewide comprehensive regulatory program for medical marijuana, and the bill would create a Bureau of Marijuana Regulation under the umbrella of the current State Department of Consumer Affairs. Permits for the cultivation and use of medical marijuana would be issued by local jurisdictions and not the state. But critics of the bill say there isn't a revenue source to pay for its implementation and that wording of the law is too ambiguous. The bill now heads to the Finance Committee and will be discussed later today. On April 7th of 1990, Carol Davis, her husband, Walt Davis, and 2 friends, Merle and Ima Stone, were in a small Beechcraft airplane that crashed in the hills 12 miles south of the Arcata Eureka Airport. The 4 were friends and were traveling together as Walt made a trip to the county for a business meeting regarding car dealerships when the plane went down. Carol Davis was the lone survivor of that crash, and she expressed her gratitude to the sheriff's office in December of last year when she offered a $50,000 donation to be used for the search and rescue team. 2 sheriff's deputies, who were near the Neyland Airport that day in 1990, were the first on scene to rescue Davis, and at Tuesday's supervisors' meeting, the board officially accepted the donation on behalf of the sheriff's office. The money will be used to purchase a trailer and other equipment for the county search and rescue team, and the sheriff's office issued a statement on Tuesday expressing their gratitude for that generous gift. The City of Fortuna issued information regarding water conservation efforts, both voluntary and state-mandated, on Tuesday. City residents can help conserve water by using water-efficient devices in their homes, such as low-flow toilets and water-efficient showerheads and faucets. The city is currently following Stage 2 water conservation efforts that prohibit the use of hoses without shut-off nozzles, limited watering of landscaping with potable water, the washing down of sidewalks or driveways, and that restaurants not serve water to customers unless specifically asked. You can find the full list of water conservation measures at the city website. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka, like cities across the state of California, are dealing with rising pension costs, and those costs are having deep impacts on city budgets, and the city of Eureka is not immune. City Manager Greg Sparks said that stagnant revenues and steadily increasing pension costs are a yearly issue when it comes time to craft a budget.
Even though voters approved a half-cent sales tax, Measure O, and then re-upped that with Measure Q this year, we really continue to just see pretty flat revenues and expenses, particularly what's happened over the last several years, our CalPERS pension costs have really been one of the significant budget drivers.
Eureka residents have backed measures in the past that support public safety, but going back to the well for more tax increases won't solve the issue. It will take a long-term solution.
In 4 years, we've gone in our general fund from pension costs being just under 12% to where now for this next year's budget, it's closing in on 15%. And it'll be higher than that in the following year. We're to the point where, in police and fire budgets, pension costs are 20% of the departmental budgets.
The city consolidated management positions last year and got rid of the assistant city manager's position in an attempt to reduce costs. Sparks said that all measures will be taken to avoid layoffs, but there will be some service reductions until long-term solutions are found. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.